Proclamation number 7801 of 19th of January, 1961. Defense and illumination of the divine love power. My love carries you, and therefore you cannot be lost forever. You emerged from my love, for love is my fundamental substance, love is the strength which brought you into being. And thus you are my share and will remain so forever. And what belongs to me can indeed temporarily separate from me, yet only willingly, otherwise it would perish if my strength of love did not keep it. But the voluntary, willful separation from me also means the loss of light and strength, because the willful turning away from me on your part prevents the permeation of my strength of love, which is only ever effective if it is not opposed. For this is the law of eternity, and therefore only the voluntary acceptance of my strength of love can signify the possession of light and strength for you, and therefore you can only be blissfully happy if you do so, for a lack of light and strength makes the being miserable. But you nevertheless possess all my love, which follows you even into the deepest depths, because my love never stops, because it never decreases but always requires an open vessel into which it can pour itself. And this is what you humans should do in earthly life. You should open yourselves again in free will, you should turn to me again as you once turned away from me and closed yourselves to my flow of love. My love is always ready to radiate towards you, thus you should also make yourselves ready to receive my love. You should return my love and thereby restore the union with me which you once severed of your own free will. This is your whole earthly task, which each one of you can also fulfill because you will receive my support in every way. For my fatherly love longs for the children to return to me again, so that I can make them happy again as I once did. Yet you left me voluntarily. You must also return voluntarily, or you would truly have been my undivided possession for a long time already. But thus you also still belong to my adversary, who is to blame for your fall into the abyss, for you followed him voluntarily. Thus he also still has a right to you, and you yourselves should now decide in earthly life to whom you want to belong. For neither my adversary nor I have a violent effect on you. But this is why you should also learn about me as well as my adversary. You should know the aim which both I as well as my adversary pursue. You should know the nature and the will which is completely opposite, so that you will then also be able to freely decide to whom you want to surrender. And therefore you humans are addressed by me. I myself convey this knowledge to you. I inform you of your purpose of earthly life, of all correlations and of the infinite love which fills me with all created beings. And if only you are of good will, you will love me again and choose me as your lord and leader, and then you will be saved for all eternity. Then you will have escaped my adversary's power. Then you will have taken the path home, you will voluntarily return to your father's house, you will unite with me again and my love will shine through you as it once did, and you will be immeasurably blissful. Amen.